The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Shemot Daf Lamed Tet. Today's Daf is being studied. Then Mishmat Avraham Ben Esther. The Eliyahu Ben Hariga. Ruach Hashem Tirchem Ben Eden Amen. Today's Daf is being studied. The Refuah Shelema Miki Ben Jamie. Ein Lefanano Ufat Nefesh Ufat Guf Ufuato Kerem Alamo Vechen Yirasu Menomar Amen. We begin today's Daf on the Merchat Amuvet, and we are two lines on the bottom. Last word on the line. Taru Lebanan. Shivuat adayanim. This is talking about the shivuah, the swear that is made in the court by the judges. So somebody that says modeh b'miksat, let's say that's the case where he's modeh b'miksat, he admits partially and he denies partially. So the deed is shivuat adayanim af hi bilshonan ne'emara. It can be said in any language, and she says bechol lashon shehu mevin bo, any language that he understands. It is made. Now it says af hu bilshona. Even this is done in any language that he understands. We have to see what the af is coming to teach us. Omrim lo, before the shivuah, they tell him, like you say, you should know. Shekol ha'olam kulo nizda'aza b'sha'a she'amar kadosh baruch hu b'sinai lo tisa et shem Hashem edovek al hashav. You have to know. The whole world shook. The Gemara is going to explain later on. When Borei Olam said, don't say my name in vain. He's trying to scare him. If you say God's name in vain over here, this is a big, big avera over here. Know that in all the Ten Commandments, the world shook when Hashem said, Lo tesa et Shem Hashem Elohecha lashav. V'chol averot shebatorah ne'emar bahen v'nakeh. All the averot in the Torah says v'nakeh. Yeah, God will forgive you. However, v'kan ne'emar lo yinakeh. That says, ki lo yinakeh. Et asher yisa et shemo lashav. V'chol averot shebatorah nifra'im mimenu. All averot in the Torah, they punish the perpetrator himself. V'kan mimenu mishpachto. And here already the punishment goes to his family as well. Sheneemar, al titen et picha lehati et besarecha. Don't let your mouth, meaning your false swearing, cause your basar, your flesh, to become punished. What is basar? Ve'en besaro ela kerobo. His flesh means his relative. Shneimar umi besarecha lo tetalam. Do not deny your relatives. So therefore, bechol averot shebatorah nifra'im mimenu, and all sins in the Torah they punish the perpetrator himself. Vekan mimenu mikol haolam kulo. Now here the punishment is not only to him, but the punishment is to the whole world. The whole world gets punished as a result of one guy making shivuah. Shikash shneimar. The pasuk says. Means to be correct in Pasuk, Alo? Alo v'chahesh. Okay, Alo v'chahesh. And the rest of the Pasuk over there is talking about how a person made a false swear, and this guy over here who makes a shivuah chicken, it says, v'chahesh is to deny. Deny making a false swear, and it says in the end of the Pasuk that the world suffers as a result of it. Gemara says, now, if you look at that Pasuk over there, it's referring to many averot. Adultery, and theft, and all the averot. And then it says that the world's going to suffer as a result. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema ad David lehu, likul lehu. Maybe the world only suffers after the guy does all these averot that are listed in the Pasuk. Who told you, totally talking about Shavuot Sheket? Says, Lo sakad adak nechtiv, mepene Allah. Because of the Allah, because of the Shavuot, Avla ha'aris. The world is thrown into a mourning period. So you see clearly, at the end it says, "Bepenei Allah." The reason is because of one of the sins. Uchtiv, alken, te'ebal ha'aris, ve'umlal kol yoshev ba. And all those that are inhabited in the land become umnalim, become desolate and alone. Continue. Ve'chol averot shebatorah. And yesh lo zechut, tolim lo, shnayim u'shlosha dorot. Any avera, they give him clemency for two or three generations before they punish him, to give him a chance. However, Vekan, Nifraim, Imenu, Le'altar. Here, when it comes to Shavuot Sheker, they punish him immediately. Shneimar, Hotzitiha, Nihum Hashem Sivaot, Uba'a El Bet Ganav. God goes into the house of the Ganav, Ve'el Bet Hanishba, Bishmi LaSheker, the one that swears my name falsely, Ve'lana Betok Beto, V'chaltu et aitzav, and God destroys his aitzim, the wood of his house, v'et abanav, and the bricks, hotzitia le'altar. Uba el okay, Otsitiya, let me explain the pasuk now. The period. Otsitiya, God's gonna take him out. Alta, meaning I'm gonna punish him immediately. Uba el petekanav, I'm gonna go to the house of the ganav. Who's that? Zeh gonev da'at beriyot. She'en lo mamon etzel havero. That's not a liar. It's not a regular ganav. It's a ganav that he doesn't have money by his friend. Ve'to'ano umashbi'o. He lies, you owe me money. And now he causes the guy to make a shivua. So therefore the whole thing is a lie. So God says, you're a ganav, because you're going to have da'at beriyot. They're thinking that what? The money is owed to you. Ve'el beta mishmah b'shmin ha'sheket k'mashma'o. Clearly, the guy that makes a lie on God's name falsely, swearing falsely. Ve'lana betoch beto, he's going to go into his house, ve'chalto et etzav et abanav, and he's going to destroy etziv abanim. Halamata devarim she'en ish umayim mechalin otam, items that fire and water cannot damage, bricks cannot be damaged by fire or water. However, shivuat sheker mechale otam, but shivuat sheker can destroy even with a fire, cannot. Now, im amar eni nishba potin otomiyat. After they intimidate him with all these things, if the guy says, eni nishba, I'm out, okay? So then potin otomiyat, they poted it from the shivua, he's got to pay. That's what it means, potin otomiyat. She says, the en machine otokan shelo yachzi, which means they let him go because they don't want to change his mind and say, I'll swear. Once we got a guy not to swear, we're happy. Therefore, right away, he's like, case closed, pay. Now again, Yishalem, Miyad. Therefore, she's going to pay immediately. She came out of the Betin, accepted the Betin. Don't dilly-dally, so the guy now will have a chance to change his mind. But if the guy says, I'm going for it, I want to swear, Ha'omdim sham, omrim ze lazeh. So the people, the judges, are still saying this, Suruna me'al ha'olea nashim har-sha'im ha'ele. Wow. They come along and say, move away from these Nisha'im. That means the Toveya and the Nidva. The Betin is referring to them both as Nisha'im. Get away from these Nisha'im. We'll see. They continue. When they make him make the Shiva, they say, not what you think you're making a Shiva on. Ela al da'at ha-makom val da'at bedin. You're making the Shiva the way we understand the Shiva. Like we saw already previously in the Gemara, from a story that took place, where the guy was a wise guy. He made a Shiva, I paid him back, because he gave him the cane. And there was money in the cane. So he, in his brain, so I paid back. But in Betin, they didn't understand that he meant that. So therefore, it's not according to your misunderstanding. I'm not going to tell that story now. But it's according to the way we understand. Sheken matzina Moshe Rabbeinu. We see in the case of Moshe Rabbeinu. Kishishbiya Yisrael. Amar lam, he told them, Di'u. Shelo al da'atechem anim ezbiya etchem. Not the way you understand accepting the Torah. But it's what you understand. Ela al da'at ha-bakom al da'ati shne'emad. Velo etchem lebadechem ki etashir yishno po. It says, not only am I making you make a swear, not only who's here today, but that should end in Nupur. So Gemara says, "Eli el outer Rambam al Sinai." That's only affecting the people that's on al Sinai. Dorot ha'baim. How do I know us, the future generations, v'gerim atidim nitkayir minay, and also the converts that have come and convert? How do we know they accepted also this the mitzvot? Tavud davar v'tashin enenu. Also, the people that are not present. That means it was mashbiya us. To the future generations as well. Any ela mitzvah shekiblu ala mer Sinai. Good. So we accepted upon all the mitzvot that God gave us at Sinai. However, mitzvot atidot hadesh, all the future mitzvot of the Rabbanan. Where do we accept those? Kegon mikra megillah minayin. Tamud domal kiyimu vekiblu. It says in Megillat Esther. Kiyimu, they fulfilled what they accepted. Kiyimu ma shekiblu kevar. Which means, on Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu said, even though you're accepting upon yourself now, if the rabbis decide to make a halakha in the future, you accept that as well. That's why it says by Megillat Esther, Kiyemu Mashi Kibelu Kevan. Really, they made the Kabbalah, the Tanah, the Torah, all the Rabbanans. Now they just fulfilled it. So comes the. By the way, the passage says, Lo Ettechem. And she says, Kilomar, Lo Keshe Ettechem B'machshavot Lebabchem. Right. Which is lo etichem, not the way you think, not the way what's inside of you. Lo etichem, lo mashem betochichem, not what's inside of you. And the way I'm making you make the swear, what my machshava is. That's what we see. Moshe Rabbeinu was mashmiya them al da'ato ve'al da'at hamakom. Now the Gemara continues and says, my af hi bilshonan ne'emara. We said in the beginning of the Gemara today that the Shivua, even the Shivua can be made in any language. What's the af? What do you mean even? What else can be made in any language? The following items can be said in any language. Parashat Sota. That's when they read the lady the Parashat, the Sota, before they give her to drink the water. Bidui Ma'asir. That's the confession that a person makes. That what? That he fulfilled all his obligations by giving his Tirumot and Ma'asrot. Kriyat Shema can be done in any language. With Tfilas Da'amida, Ubirkat Amazon. Which we learned already, that's the Shivua that they make the witnesses swear that they don't know or they do know testimony. Ushwat Pekadon. That's all. The Kaman Nameh Shivua Tadaim Afi Bilshona Ne'emara. That's what the Gemara says. Even this one also added to the list. Shivua Tadayanim is also made in any language. Okay, Masichat Sota explains how do we know each one of these items can indeed be made in any language. Amar Mor. We go back to a statement that we discussed. Olim Lo. They tell him, "Heve yodaya shekol haolam kolon es da'za b'sha'a shemar kadosh baruch hu lo tisa shem shem elohe kadasha." You gotta know the whole world shook. God gave the commandment lo tisa. My tama, why? What's so severe about this commandment? Ilim ha'mishum dityahab b'sinai. So maybe that was because it was given at Sinai. Wait. Esel d'berot nameit yehiv. The Ten Commandments also given. So why is it special? Oh, because must be that this one of the Ten Commandments is more stringent than the other mitzvot. That the Gemara says, what do you mean? Is Umi Hamira? Is it indeed more stringent than any other mitzvah in the Torah? That the Nan it says Elu El Kalot. There's certain mitzvot that are called Kalot. What are they? Aseh. Any mitzvah that says called a Kal. Velo Taseh. And any Lo Taseh. Chutz Melo Tisa. Except for Lotisa. Lotisa is, even though it's a Lotase, it's more strict than the regular Lotase. And he says, now, Hamurot zukiritut umitot bedin. Hamurot would be simas hayav kareh, or simas hayav mitab bedin, velotisa amahim. Now, even though Lotisa is not punishable by karet and mitab bedin, but it's in that category of a Lotase, like it's hayav karet mitab bedin. So it's not more hamur than any mitzvah in the Torah, it's just in the category of karet. So again, it's higher than others, but it's not the highest. So why again would the world shake at the time of Lotisa? Good? Ela kedektari ta'ma. Why? Ela because of the reason that we're going to give. Vechol averot sheba Torah. Because all the averot in the Torah, ne'emar bahen v'nake. All averot in the Torah, v'nake, you get cleaned off. Vekan ne'emar lo yinake. There's no out, there's no nikui. וכל עבירות שבתורה לא נאמר וכל עבירות שבתורה כל עבירות שבתורה לא נאמר בהם לא ינקה. What are you talking about? All the mitzvot in the Torah says לא ינקה, ועד כדי ונקה לא ינקה. That's talking about all the mitzvot in the Torah. So all the mitzvot are like that. ההוא מבעל אלך רבי אלעזר לתניה. רבי אלעזר אומר, אפשר לומר ונקה. You can't say that when it comes to the laws of the Torah ונקה. Why? שכבר נאמר לא ינקה. Now, אי אפשר לומר לא ינקה. Shkiva ne'emar v'nakeh. So make up your mind. Is it v'nakeh or is it lo y'nakeh? So he answered, ha'ketzad v'nakeh hu l'shavim. Guy makes teshubah v'nakeh. However, v'enu v'nakeh l'she'enam shavim. When a person does not make teshubah, enu v'nakeh. And the hadush by lo tisa is either the guy makes teshubah, there's still a punishment. That's already what makes it different than all the other averot. All the averot, the guy makes teshubah, it's over. He made the tikkun. Mashiachin, you make the shuvah even by not to say God's name falsely in the shuvah. Lo yinake, still lo yinake, still he has taken some sort of punishment. Kol avrot shebat Torah, d'raim memenu. All the punishments of the Torah, they go after him, the perpetrator. V'chan memenu u'mishpachto, and his family. V'chol avrot shebat Torah, u'mishpachto lo. While all the other mitzvot of the Torah, they don't go after his family. V'aketiv, v'samti arid panay ba'ishahu u'mishpachto. Clearly the Pasuk says, if a guy makes an Avera, I'm going after him, I'm going after his family. So what makes Lot Tisa different? V'tanya amar b'shvot, imu hata, mishpato, na hatat. Exactly. If he made a sin, what do you want from his family? Why should the family get punished if he makes the sin? Lomadecha, enecha mishpacha sheish b'moches. If you see a family as a tax collector is like a rasha, that goes and takes money from people illegally. If you have a family as a tax collector, she'en kula mochsin. They're all considered mochsin. We'll explain why. V'shiyesh ba listim. Any film that has a robber in it, she'en kula listim. They all consider listim. They all consider robbers. Why? Mipnei she'mechapin alav. Because they let him get away with it. They defend him. They cover up for him. So therefore, you're covering up for this guy that's in your family, just like you did it yourself. So the Gemara's question is, every Avera, the whole family, suffers the consequences because they were whitewashing it. Because they mechapin, they cover it up. Why are you only telling me lo tasa? Hatam bedina aharina, acha bedina dide. By the averot, they get a lighter punishment than the perpetrator himself. But by lo tisa, they get the same punishment. Oh, so that's the level, the degree of punishment. She says, less than she on the page. Bedina aharina bepuranut kala. They get a lighter puranut. But they don't get the same puranut that comes on the perpetrator. Kede tanya rabbi omer. Vechrati oto. The pasuk says, "V'chnati otom, I'm gonna break him down. I'm gonna chop him down." Matam udomar, the fish neemar v'samti aniyet panai. I'm gonna put my anger on this guy. That makes a sin. Yachol kol mishpacha kula bekaret. You think everybody's gonna get karet? Not only the perpetrator, the whole family. Matam udomar oto bekaret. V'lo kol mishpacha kula bekaret. Good, which means when it comes to the averot, the guy gets the credit, everybody else gets a lighter punishment. Mechol averot shebatorah nifra'im mimenu vekan mimenu mikol ha'olam kulo. Here, like we learned, the punishment goes not only to him but to the whole entire world. Next, skip the parentheses. Mechol averot shebatorah mikol ha'olam lo. What do you mean? You tell me all the mitzvot in the Torah, the whole world doesn't suffer as a result. Haketi vekashelu ish ba'achiv, ish ba'avon achiv. We know that rule, that all the Jewish people accepted upon themselves an aravut. Aravut is a guarantor. So therefore, you're guaranteed not only for yourself, not to sin, but you're guaranteeing a guarantor. If your friend sins, you're going to pay for it. So that's aravim. So therefore, you're telling me over here that what? Only lo tisa, the whole world suffers. Every sin, the whole world suffers because everybody accepted upon themselves responsibility for the other people's actions. Gemara says, "Hatam sheyesh biyadam lemchot velo michu." Oh, that's talking about a case where they had a chance to rebuke and they didn't rebuke. So when they have a chance to rebuke and they don't rebuke, so then the whole world suffers. Mashenkin, if they had an ability to rebuke, or they didn't have an ability to rebuke, or they rebuked and everything was denied, they fulfill their obligation; they don't get punished. But by lotisa, the world suffers regardless. By other averot, they only suffer if they have the chance to rebuke, and they didn't. Mashenke, when it comes to lotisa, under all circumstances, the world suffers. Gemara explains: My ika ben l'sha'im de mishpato, l'sha'im de alma, ben tzaddikim de mishpato, l'tzaddikim de alma. It's four categories that we have to compare now. The sha'im de mishpato means family members that are the sha'im, means that don't rebuke him. That means the guy's making an avera, and the family doesn't get away with it. That's called the sha'im de mishpato, and the sha'im de alma. To the sha'im of the world that don't rebuke. Is there a difference between the family members that don't rebuke and the world that doesn't rebuke? Ben tzaddikim de mishpato, that's tzaddikim when they try to rebuke him, he doesn't listen, or they don't have the ability to rebuke. Or the tzaddikim de alma, tzaddikim of the world that also tried to rebuke and they're not able to he doesn't accept. What's the difference between these four categories? Gemara says, Hu bishar averot bedine. In other averot of the Torah, the perpetrator gets the punishment. The rishaim de mishpacha bedin hamur. And the rishaim of the mishpacha, they get a strict punishment. Not the same punishment as the perpetrator, but they get a strict punishment. The rishaim de alma bedin akar. And the sha'im, they get a lighter punishment. So it goes, perpetrator, the sha'im of the family, the sha'im of the world. However, the tzaddikim of the family and the tzaddikim of the alma, they tried to rebuke this guy when he came to the avera, didn't have a chance to rebuke, they are patur de gamre. However, when it comes to shivua, when it comes to false swearing, who v'neshayim the mishpacha kedide? He gets the punishment as well as his family. Didn't rebuke him, get the same punishment. V'neshayim the alma, and the shame of the world that didn't rebuke him, bedin hamur. V'sadikim ve'acha ve'acha, and the tzaddikim that didn't rebuke, doesn't matter. Bedin akal, they still get a judgment. Bedin akal. So you see why the shivua is the most severe and the tough of the punishments. The only question before we go further is, Why above did we say that when they're calling the litigants to swear, Suru, move away from these Rasha'im over here. The pshat is like this. Because even the Toveya is a Rasha. Even though he's not swearing falsely. Exactly, for making him swear. Because you should have lent the money in front of witnesses in a way where you're not going to bring the guy now to make a Shavuot Shav. So therefore, because you didn't lend the money in the right way that caused this to happen, so if he makes a Shavuot Shav, you're also considered responsible to a certain degree for this Shavuot.
Same thing with the receiver, I guess, if he's an honest guy.
No, if he's an honest guy, it's fine, but he's also... He shouldn't have received money under those circumstances. If he came to a Shibwa, even if he speaks Shibwat Emet, he's saying God's name on a Shibwa. So the Bet is referring to them as the Shine. That's why I saw the Bafashim bring down. Right? Right? I think I saw that here. Let's see.
Right here.
All right, bring it down. I'll give it a message. Okay, that's what. Okay. Continue. Suduna, yeah, that was a setup. Suduna, im amar eni, im ani, im amar eni nishba, putin otomiyat. Okay, putin otomiyat. So they don't want him to change his mind. So they tell, okay, you patur, go, pay the money, and that's it, case closed. Im amar eni nishba, now I'll swear, ha'ondim sham, omrim, ze, la ze, suduna, me'alau de anashim arashayim ha'ele, get away from this arashayim. Bishlama, hu de kamesh taba, ka'e besura. The guy that swears falsely, of course he's a Rasha. Ela, udeka, mashba'le, amai. The guy that making him swear, in the Toveya, why are you calling him a Rasha? Skip the bread. This is the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Tarfon, omen. Shivu'at Hashem tiye ben shenehem. Melamed, shehala shivu'ah al shenehem. The Pasuk said the Shivu'ah is on both of them. Nashi, shenehem ne'anashim ba'atap nashi, shelo digdek, למסור ממונו ביד נאמן ובא לידי חלול השם. You should have made due diligence who you're lending money to. You gave money to a guy that's not a nehman, and therefore you caused him to make the shivua. Many things, when you, the guy did a chesed, he lent money. It's not a chesed always. If you're lending money to a guy that's not a nehman, so therefore eventually this guy's going to come to Beit Din, he's going to make a swear falsely, you're guilty. Why'd you give this guy money? You caused it also. So Shavuot, the Shifti ben Shinehem. The Shavuot is liable both of them. Therefore they say, move away from these Nishayim. If he's swearing, he's responsible as well. Come to give it up. Shavuot, oto. Omim lo heve yodeya. Shagol da'atecha. Like we learned. Listen. You're not making the swear on what you think you're swearing on. You're swearing according to our doc. Why do you have to say that? Because of the stick of Rava. What was the stick of Rava? That was a story over there where the judge, Rava was the judge, and the guy claims the guy owes me money. And Rava says, what do you say? So I swear I paid him back. And in the interim, before the guy made the Shavua, he told his litigant, the Tobe, could you please hold my stick for a second? So he gave him the stick, and the money in the stick. So technically he paid him back. So he said, I swear I paid him back. And after he finished, can I have my stick back? Yes. And then they opened the stick, and they said, there was money in there. So therefore, this guy was making a Shavua l'da'to. What he felt, he was fulfilling in the Shavua. But in truth, he was fooling the Beit Din. Beit Din wasn't thinking that. They didn't mean that you pay him back and his ruse by giving back your stick. They meant that you pay him back legitimately. So that's why they tell him, listen, we make the Shua al-Datin. You make it the way we think, not the way it goes. That's why we do that, because of the story of Rabba and the stick. Okay, now we get to something that's very basic in the rules of Modeh b'miksat ha-ta'ana. Now, in the case of Modeh b'miksat ha-ta'ana, there's a claim. You owe me this, and then there's a denial. No, I only owe you partial. The Gemara now is going to have a big machlok to Rav and Shmuel that there's minimums. There's minimums on what the claim is, and there's got to be a minimum on the denial. Which means both sides, in order for this case to be legitimate, you have to have a claim, and you have to have a denial, and a kefirah, and a hoda'ah. So the Gemara is going to learn from the Mishnah what the minimums are in order for this case to be a case. So give us like this. Hata'ana shtei kesef. Now, by the way, we learned it in our Mishnah. If you go back to our Mishnah, first line of the Mishnah. Hata'ana shtei kesef. It sounds like the ta'ana, the claim has to be a minimum of two silver coins. Va'hoda'a b'sheve piruta. And the hoda'a has to be a minimum that you mode that you owe a piruta. So shtei kesef on the, you owe me shtei kesef, I don't know, piruta. That's what it sounds like from the simple reading of the Mishnah. How did she say in the Mishnah, by the way? She said, "V'ahodah ta'ana sheshivua ba'al yada lo tepachot meshtei kesef. V'ahodah shemechayevato lishavah lo tepachot meperuta. U'begemara pali yirabu shmuel befruta zu. This peruta im mitok shtei kesef shel ta'anahi is the peruta meaning coming from the shtei kesef. He claims shtei kesef." And he claims along the sense, I only owe you a piruta. That's one way of learning. Or maybe we'll see the Gemara. If the claim is shte pirutot ve pirut shte kesef ve piruta, and his denial is on shte kesef, and he's more there on a piruta. So the question, does the claim have to be shtei kesef, or the denial has to be shtei kesef? If you learn regular the Mishnah, ta'ana shtei kesef, you owe me shtei kesef, and I'm going to only owe you a peruta. So that teaches me that what? That the admission has to be at least worth a shaveh peruta. Or I could say no, that the claim was really shtei kesef ve peruta. Shtei kesef ve peruta. You owe me two kesef plus a peruta. And his denial is on shtei kesef. No, I don't owe you shtei kesef. I only owe you a peruta. There, the denial of the nitba has to be a certain shiur. So either it's the claim has to be a certain shiur of shtei kesef, or the denial has to be at least shtei kesef. It's a machlok at how to read the Mishnah. The Gemara is going to discuss it right now. Gemara says, Amar Rav, kefirat ta'ana shtei kesef. He learns that the kefira has to be shtei kesef. Rashi, second line. Kefira ta'ana shtei kesef. Ta'ana ditna b'manitim. That's what it says, a ta'ana in the Mishnah. Lo lava atchalat ta'ana kesef. It's not on the Toveya's claim. Ela a kefira. It's on the kofir, on the netba. Shu kofir b'ta'anat havero lebad hoda'at ha-peruta d'manit shtei ta'anat ta'anat shtei kesef peruta. Exactly. Rav learns the case in the Mishnah was shtei kesef peruta yomi, and it was the ta'ana means the ta'ana that he's saying back is I don't owe you shtei kesef, I only owe you a peruta. So the kefira has to be on shtei kesef. That means the claim must have been shtei kesef or peruta. And he's claiming back, I don't owe you shtei kesef, I only owe you a peruta. That's the way the case is set up according to Rav. Good? Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, ta'ana atzma shtei kesef. He says, no, the ta'ana itself is shtei kesef. The claim itself is shtei kesef. Like a simple reading in the Mishnah. Afil lo kafar ela befruta. Even if it was only kofer on a peruta, velo oda ela befruta, hayav. He said, there's no minimum on the kofer side and the hodah side. The minimum is peruta. The claim's got to be you owe me two kesef minimum. And then whatever is kofer, it's kofer and a peruta or modern a peruta, it's okay. There's no shiur on the other side. The shiur is a peruta, which is nothing. So these are the two sides over there. Again, first Shitarav says the claim has to be two and a peruta. And it has to be kofer at least two and modern on one. According to the second Shita of Shmuel, no. The claim has to be, the Tovah has got to be two kesef, and the Dana can be even on a peruta, and the admission on a peruta. Comes Gemara and says, Amar Rava, Daika Matnitin Kevate, the Rav. The Ishna is Meduyeket, like Rav's opinion, Ukrae Kevate de Shmuel. And actually, the Pasuk is Meduyak according to Shmuel. So each rabbi has their source. Rav has a Mishnah and Shmuel has a Pasuk. Again, what was Rav's Shita? Rav's learning that the Mishnah is all on the Nitba. That the Nitba has to be Kofir, two Perutot, two Kesef, and Modeh on one peruta. He's got to deny at least two kesef. That means the claim was two kesef and a peruta. That's called the Rav. Why is the Mishnah meduyek like that? Diktani, because it says, Hata'ana shte kesef, vahoda'a shave peruta. Ve'ilu kefirat ta'anat peruta, lo ketani. Oh. Now, what does it say in the Mishnah? Look at Rashi. Ve'ilu kefirat peruta lo ketani ki yiten ish. Okay, leave that. That's the pasuk itself. Okay, let's see what the Gemara is saying again. Matnitin kevate de Rav. The matnitin is meduyeket like Rav. What did Rav say? Kefirat ta'ana shte kesef. That the kofer has to be kofer at least on shte kesef. Why? Diktani. Hata'ana shte kesef. Vahoda'a shave peruta. The ilu kefirat ta'ana peruta. Exactly. It didn't say in the Mishnah that the kefirat of the ta'ana is a peruta. It said, hata'ana shte kesef vahoda'a shave peruta. It didn't say the kefirah could be a peruta. It says the hoda'a is shte kesef, and the hoda'a is a peruta. It didn't say that the ta'ana of admission is a peruta. Again, what is lav shita? Lav shita is you have to admit that you owe. That's the hoda'a. It's got to be on shte kesef. And the kefirah has got to be on at least a peruta. And what does the Mishnah say? The Mishnah clearly, his language was Hata'ana shiva hoda'a shave peruta. It clearly said the hoda'a, the admission, shave peruta. Be'ilu kefira ta'ana peruta lo ketani. It didn't say that the kefira is a peruta. It said the hoda'a is a peruta. According to Shmuel, ben the kefira and ben the hoda'a can be a peruta. According to Rav, no. The hoda'a has got to be shte kesef and the kefira can be a peruta. The kefirah is shtei kesef. The hoda'a has got to be a peruta. It didn't say in the Mishnah that the hoda'a has got to be more than a peruta. It just clearly said the hoda'a peruta. It didn't say kefirah shtei kesef. It said the hoda'a is a peruta. The ilu kefirat ta'anat peruta lo ketani. It says the hoda'a is a peruta. Not the admission. According to Shmuel, the admission has to be at least shtei kesef. Our Mishnah doesn't say that. Our Mishnah says the admission is a peruta. So you see, Rav says, I'm right. Our Mishnah, when it said peruta, was on the admission. Your admission has to be what? To kesef. Our Mishnah didn't say that. Our Mishnah said that the hoda is a peruta. I'm right. Now we have another Mishnah. It says, ha-hoda'ot befruta. Clearly, hoda'ot is a peruta. The hoda'a side, what you mode, it's going to be a peruta. The ilu kefira befruta lo ketani. But it doesn't say that the kefira's got to be a peruta. The hoda'a is a peruta. And the kefira's got to be shtei kesef, according to Rav. So therefore, only the hoda'a is peruta, not the kefira. Kefira's going to be more than a peruta. Good. Ukra'e kevadid Shmuel. Shmuel's ba'agape. You have Mishnah in your corner, I have Pesukim in my corner. What's the Pasuk? Dichtiv, ki yiten ish el re'ehu, kesef o kelim nishmor. Kesef pekadon. Guy gave to his friend either kesef, money, or kelim to watch. As she says, tehilat netina bet kesef. Da'ala ka'e. Ki hu ze davar hashuv v'shul achemim she'ma'a kesef davar hashuvu. Let's see that Gemara. Ma kelim shnayim. You gave to your friend kesef or kelim. How much is kelim? Minimum kelim is two. Av kesef shnayim. Oh, so when it says kesef in the basuk also must be talking about two. Ma kesef davar hashuv. And just like kesef is going to be davar hashuv. Av ko davar hashuv. V'kama rachmana. What does the basuk say? Ki hu ze. Ki hu ze, that means what? The guy himself, go to Shmuel, the guy himself has to deny ki hu ze, this. What is ze? Well, it says he gave him two. So he has to deny ze, he has to deny two. That means he must have gave him two and a peruta, because otherwise if he's denying two, it's kofer akol. So therefore, Ki Uzeh comes and teaches me that you're denying Ki Uzeh what this guy claimed. Which, and the pasuk says Kelim, Kesef. What is Kesef? Kesef is two. So Ki Yeten Eliyahu Kesef or Kelim. Ma Kelim Shnayim, Af Kesef Shnayim. And what does the pasuk say? That the Nitba is saying Ki Uzeh. He's denying this. Mazeh this. This is the two. So you see the kifir has to be Mishnayim. Rashi. מה הכסף דבר חשוב? אף כל דבר חשוב, גשירים וגשירים, אף כלים, אוקיי, that's fine. וכמה הרחמנה, נמיד לו לאשי, כי הוא זה, על זה באה השבועה, the שבועה is coming from that, כשיומר כי הוא זה, כשמודה במקסתה, אלמה הודעה מתוך טענת שתי כסף, we're saying, yes, I admit, I'm מודה that I owe you this. What is that? I'm a hoda'a mituch ta'anat shtei kesefi. Exactly. The hoda'a is coming from a case of shtei kesef. That means the guy must have lent him shtei kesef and a piruta. And ki uzeh. He's saying, this is what I owe you. I owe you shtei kesef. And he's just denying a... or the reverse. He's saying, I don't owe you a shtei kesef. I just owe you a piruta. That's according to Shemuel. Right? Ta'ana atzma shtei kesef. Ve'afidu lo kafar ela beperuta. Right? He's modeh on the shtei kesef, and he's confirmed the peruta. So again, according to the Shemuel, what's the pasuk saying? Ki yiten ish re'eu kesef o kerim. Ma kerim shnayim, kesef is also shnayim. So the kesef, we gave him two kesef. And what's the case say? That the guy comes along and says, ki hu ze. That what? That he is... Right, he's modeh on the shtei kesef. Ki hu zeh, this is what I owe you. But he's kofer on the peruta. He's, I owe you shtei kesef. He's kofer on the peruta. So ki hu zeh, the shtei kesef that we just mentioned, I'm agreeing to that. I'm just arguing on the peruta. Oh, so that's good proof. Ve'rav, what does Rav do with the pesukim? Ha'u miv'ele lehoda'a b'miksata ta'ana. He's not, the pasuk of ki hu zeh, is not going back on the amount that he claimed before to kesef. That's just teaching you the law. This is what I owe you, and this is what I don't owe you. Otherwise, how would you know that a modem b'miksat makes a shiva? How do you know there's a modem b'miksat in the Torah? I learned from the Rav Pasuk, meaning he's saying, this I owe you, as opposed to this I don't. I don't mean that it's going back on the claim that kiyuze just teaches me when a guy says, this is what I owe you, this is what I don't owe you. That's more than it makes out the Ta'ana case. And that case, the Torah teaches me to make a Shavua. That she says, Ha'u zeh mev'ele de'en Shavua ele bo'odah v'mekzat kolomar. En zeh ani modeh ve'lo l'agmirinan datara bet kesef. It's like going back on the shtei kesef. Ramodah levan mekifirat shtei kesef kamar. Which means really according to Rav, Rav Shita is what? Rav holds that the kefira is that the guy's got to be kofir on shtei kesef. The guy's got to be kofir on shtei kesef. Right? That's Rav Shita. Meaning again, Rav Amar kefira ta'anat shtei kesef. That means the guy's kofir on shtei kesef. The guy's kofir on shtei kesef and modeh on the peruta. That's all on the nitba side. That means the claim against him must have been shtei peruto, shtei kesef peruta, and he's kofer shtei kesef, and he's modeh on the peruta. He's kofer on the shtei kesef. Where Shemuel learns, he's modeh on the shtei kesef and he's kofer on the peruta. So the Gemara says, Shemuel has a pasuk. Ki uzeh, it's going back on, you're claiming me too. So I'm denying the, I'm admitting on the two. Yeah, I owe you the two. I'm just kofer on the peruta. Rav says no. Rav says the ki uzeh doesn't teach me that. It teaches me the standing of modeh b'miksat. That when you claim me this, and I'm saying ki uzeh, I only owe you this. So that's partial admission, partial denial. That case is a shivua. And let's get clear. We got to get it clear to recrystallize the machlok and do not mention Shemuel. Rav holds that the case in the Mishnah is talking about where the guy came and said, you owe me two and one. You owe me two kesef and one peruta. And what's the admission? I admit I owe you two. I'm sorry, I deny. I admit I owe you one peruta. I deny that I owe you a two. So the denial is on the two according to Rav. Right? Kifira tarach de kesef. Exactly. Good. And according to Shmuel, Shmuel said, nah, the case is saying, you owe me two. Like I said, Mazu, kesef or kelim. You owe me kesef, you owe me two. And what is the guy coming over and saying, ki huze? On that two that he's claiming, he's saying, I don't owe you, I only owe you a piruta. Oh, so only a piruta, so that's it. Good.
Is he saying that he owes him?
No. He doesn't hold like that. He says, you owe me two. Kesef or kelim. Right. I gave you two. And he's coming and saying, Kiyuze is partial. I don't owe you two. I only owe you a piruta. Oh, because going back, Kiyuze. This item that you're saying, going back, I'm saying partial. Rav says, no. Kiyuze is not teaching you the numbers. Kiyuze is not teaching you the dinam or the mixat. Ushmael, kitiv hu, uchtiv ze. It says ki hu ze. So Shmuel says the word hu is extra, the word ze is extra. The kafar be mixad, the odeh be mixad, hayav. So from the extra hu, I learned the din of odeh be mixad, and from the ze, I learned it's going back on that case. Rashi says, look at Rashi. Ha'u ze mev'eh le de'en shmuel le odeh be mixad. Kolomar, את זה אני מודה ולא להגמי לתנא בכסף קאי, ולא הודעה במקרה שתי כסף כמה. ורב אמר, להודעה במקסד הטענה, חד להודעת מקסד הטענה, וחד להודעת ממון הטענה. Which means, ממין הטענה. According to Rav, it says the פסוק, כי הוא זה. כי הוא זה, I know from the כי הוא זה, one word is teach me, מודה במקסד הטענה. That's time the deal. And then the other word is teaching me that it's going back on what this guy claimed. This guy claimed two, and he says, I'm modeh on partial, and I'm kofir, I only modeh on a piruta. I'm sorry, Shmuel, I say. Shmuel, that, I want to get this clear in my mind. Shmuel that holds, that the guy has to be modeh on a piruta. That's what has to be modeh on, is a piruta. It has not to be modeh on two. Modeh on a piruta. Why? Because it says he gave him two. Because kesef kelim. And he says, ki hu ze. And what is learned from ki hu ze? On this claim that he said two, he's modeh partially. Beautiful. Two. What's partial of two? One piruta. Very good. So then the other rabbi says, nah, the ki hu ze, that's time teaches me the din of modeh mechatana. Nothing to do with what his claim is. So he says, no, that I would know from the word who. And from the word ze, I learned that while it's going back on this case. The other rabbi says, no, I need the word ze and who for two different things. Ze teaches me what demikset ta'ana, and who teaches me mimin ha-ta'ana. Mimin ha-ta'ana means that the medina modemikset only applies on the same item. You're claiming me silver and I'm denying silver. You're claiming me gold, I'm denying gold. So therefore, I need both words to teach me two different dinim. Number one, modeh b'miksat, and number two, mimin ha-ta'ana, from the species. Good. Shmuel says, la'av memela shmat mine, dehasra la ta'ana, which means, and according to Shmuel, you don't got to tell me mimin ha-ta'ana. It's obvious, which means whatever he's claiming, he is denying. It goes without saying that it's mimin hatana. Rashi, v'lav memela shmat mina dehasra la tana lerab parchina nihi nami de la mikzat tana mimin hatana atu miu lav memela shmat mina dehasra la tana rishona ve'en kan od kefidato meshte kesef. What's that? That's what we have to stop. What's that last point? Shmuel lav memela shmat mina dehasra la tana. Meaning Rashi again. Ve'lav memela shmat mina dehasra la tana lerab parchina ne'ina me. You're right. The mixat ta'ana umina ta'ana. We need one word for the modeh b'mixat and one word for mimina ta'ana. Miu lav memela shmat mina dehasra la ta'ana rishona ve'en kan od kefira meshte kesef. Exactly. Which means I agree with you. One is for modeh b'miksat ta'ana, and one is for mimina ta'ana. But you know what? If you read the pasuk, isn't it automatically talking where he lent them kesef or kelim? Kesef is how much? 2. And the guy's modeh b'miksat. If he's modeh b'miksat, it's got to be on what this guy claimed. The guy only claimed 2. And if he's modeh b'miksat, it means he's only modeh on a peruta. So therefore, even if you want to learn like you're learning, that each word is teaching you a different item. One is teaching you the din of modeh b'miksat, and one is teaching you the din of mimina ta'ana. But it's on the case of the Torah that says. And what does the case say? He gave him 2. If he gave him 2, how did the case of modeh b'miksat in the case we gave him 2? What could it be the case be? Kofir 2? Can't be kofir 2. If it's kofir 2, it's kofir akol. Ela must be kofir on partial, it's modeh on a peruta, let's say. So therefore, according to this, the Gemara is saying, it's not a good source. We have to go back to the drawing board. What is the source of the machlok between Rav and Shmuel? Rav holds, again, let's get clarity. Rav holds that what? Rav holds that the kefirah's gotta be unto. I mean, kofir unto. Shmuel says, you gotta be kofir unto. You have to be modeh on a peruta. That's the main idea. Be modeh on a peruta. So Gemara says, where are you getting all this from? So Rav says, by the way, I got it from the Mishnah, by the way. I got a Mishnah in my corner. Why? Because according to Rav, what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said that he was modeh on a peruta. Right? He was modeh on a peruta. That was the Lashon of the Mishnah. Right? According to you, Shmuel, the Mishnah should have said not hoda b'shaveh peruta, it's a hoda b'shtei kesef. According to you, the hoda has got to be shtei kesef. And he also wrote another Mishnah, also Rav in his corner. Rav said, I'm good, I got a Mishnah in my corner. According to Shmuel, I got a pasuk in my corner. Why? Because the pasuk is mashma that what? That he claimed them. 2, because kesef or kelim nishmor, ma kelim shnayim, af kesef shnayim, and therefore what? And when he claimed them, he must have been modeh b'miksat, ki hu zeh. Which what? He didn't claim he owes him, he didn't claim that he doesn't owe him 2, because that would have been kofer akol. It must be claimed that, oh, you're partial on modeh on a peruta. So pasuk is much like me. Rav comes along and says, nah, I need that. Don't learn the ki hu zeh like that. Ki hu zeh stam is teaching me. There's a shivan modeh b'miksat. Okay, we have another word. Who? So oh, I need that word for mimina ta'ana. So Shmuel says, you're right. So you learn one is ta'ana and one is mimina ta'ana. But bottom line, mimela, you're going to learn that the case is he's admitting from what he's claiming. He's claiming 2, and he's admitting partially. So that means he peruta. Not like you, Rav, that says he's got a kofer on a. On 2. It's not like you. The case of Abba is kofir even partially and it's modeh on the main thing is modeh on a peruta. So therefore the Gemara concludes at this point, you can't bring a raya, not for Rav and Shmuel from any of this. Now tomorrow's Gemara has to explain to us where indeed Rav and Shmuel learned their laws. Okay, so we are continuing on the Matit Amud Bet 5 minutes before they get wide. Ela Amar Lecha Rav. We're trying to understand over here Mahloket between Rav Shmuel. According to Rav, the law of Mishnah, or the law of Dibbe Meksata Ta'ana, that the person has to be kofir at least 2 ma'ot kesef or more. The kefirah has to be 2 or more, and according to Shmuel, the kefirah can be even a peruta. Mahloket. How much does the nitba have to be kofir? Rav will hold. That's the way you remember it. Rav. Rav is a lot. Rav holds 2 kesef at least. And Shmuel, even a peruta, if they are kofir, it's considered modeh b'miksat. So try to bring ra'ayot. Rav, ra'ayot for Shmuel. And that's really the whole Gemara. Bringing ra'ayot for Rav and Shmuel. Try to bring now from Pisukim from the Torah. So the Gemara now is going to go that route again. Oh, it says like this. So we brought Pisukim. Back 1 second. We said Ukra'e kevate de Shmuel. We said the pasuk is mashma like Shmuel. Why? Going back just to review. Dichtiv it said in the pasuk ki yiten ish el re'ehu kesef u kelim neshmor. guy gave his friend kesef or kelim. So it says kesef and kelim. Ma kelim shnayim. Just like kelim is plural, shnayim. Ab kesef shnayim. So two kesef is talking about two. Ma kesef davar hashuv. Just like money is something that is significant. Ab kol davar hashuv. The kamar rahmana ki huze. Very good. He gave him two, and he was kofer b'miksat. He was modeh b'miksat ta'ana. That means he could not have been kofer two, because if he gave him two and he was kofer two, that's kofer akol. So must be he could be kofer even less than two. Therefore, Shmuel was raya from the pesukim. Oh, so the Gemara says, no, you have no raya from the words ki huze. Rab said, "Ahu mevayale lehodah b'miksat ta'ana." The ki huze teaches me stam. That the law of Modeh B'Miksat Tana is that a person, when he was Modeh on part and he's Kofer on part, so then he has to make a Shivua. Ki Huzeh is not going back on the claim. It's going back. It's not telling you Ki Huzeh when he just says, oh, you this and not that. That's the Hadush of Modeh B'Miksat Tana. That's the Shivua. So Shmuel comes along and says, no. Ketivu Uchtiv Zeh. It says Ki Huzeh. Those two words are extra. These words I say like this: the ikafar miksat or the miksat hayav, which means I know from the word ki hu or the miksat ta'ana. The ze comes and teaches me ze, like the case we just mentioned where he's claiming two and he is modeh on less than two. So Rav comes along and says, no, I need the word hu and ze for two different hadushim. One is teaching me with the miksat ta'ana. And one is teaching me mimina ta'ana. It's got to be, the ta'ana is money, so you have to be kofir on the money, on the thing that was claimed against you. And Shmuel comes along and says, la mimela shmap mina, which means, the pesukim are clear like that. The hasra le ta'ana, which means basically, you can learn everything from this pesukim. The claim was he gave him two kesef. Automatically, once he gives him two kesef, that case has to be modim miksata ta'ana, has to be in less than two kesef. Like I told you again, without even making the rashut, just read the pesukim straight. Ki yitin el'ehu kesef u'kelim nishmor. He gave his friend kesef. Kesef is two. So, memela, automatically. Without saying any rashut. What's the guy being kofer, obviously? He's not being kofer two. He's being kofer less than two. So therefore, according to Shmuel, he's learning straight from the pesukim, that you don't need to be modeh on two. You can even be modeh on less than two. So Gemara says, fine. Ela, now we start. Ela amar lech Rav. Rav comes along and says, kesef ki atam me'ikara, which means when the pasuk said ki iten re'ehu kesef u kelim nishmor, that pasuk kesef, which we thought that was the guy's claim, the toveya's claim, you owe me two kesef. No, lichfirahu de'ata. The pasuk is not coming on the toveya side. It's going. That's what the nitva is saying. The nitva is coming along and saying, no, it's for kefira. The shiur of kefira. It's the shiur of kefira, not the shiur of tevia. How could it be? The imkein lichtov rahmana ki yiten ish re'ehu kelim nishmor. The pasuk could have just said kelim. Ba'ana amina ma kelim shnayim. Of course, Shnayim. Why do you have to give me two examples? Kesef and Kelim. Just say Kelim, and I will tell you, just like Kelim is Shnayim, so Kesef is all Shnayim. Oh, Kesef, the Ketav Rahmanan. Why do you have to give two examples? What does it say, Kesef? Im enu inyan the Tana. I don't need it for the Tana, because the Tana already, it says, is Kelim. So Ela must be the Kesef is coming on the Kefira. Tenau inyan the Kefira. To come along and say that he's not going to be Hayav, but he's Kofir at least to Kesef. So again, ki yitin ish l'ehu kesef or kelim. Rav says, he didn't give it, the pasuk of kesef is not going on the claim. The pasuk of kesef is going on the denial. Kelim teaches me two. Kelim has given two things. Good. Just like kelim is two, kesef is two also. So what do you need kesef for? Just from kelim, I learn all things have to be two at least. So kelim is going on the toveya, that's what he gave. Kesef is going on something else. That's going on the nitva. The nitba is coming along and it's kofir. So what do you see from Rav? They have to be kofir on two. The pesukim ad Rav. The pesukim say work according to Rav. The kefirah has to be at least on two. Ushmuel. Shmuel says. Ushmuel amar. Lach, Shmuel will say this. He katav rahmana kelim, but no katav kesef. If the pesuk just would wrote kelim and not write kesef, hava amina, my kelim, shnayim, af kol shnayim, aval davar hashuv, lo ba'inam. However, I would have came along and said two items, which means two items even means two limonim, two pomegranates, two nothing. How would I know that it's going to be davar hashub? I wouldn't know. That's why I have to say kesef. Kesef teaches me that the item that the guy's claiming has to be something that is considered kamash ma'alan. That's what the pasuk called kesef, to come along and say that it has to be something that is hashuv. That ma'akesef to ma'akesef has to be. So kesef is not extra. Kesef is coming to tell me what type of items the guy has to give over, the tovaya. If I just would have said kedim, I would have said two. But anything, kedim, any type of item. That's why it says kesef or kedim. Kesef teaches me the item has to be two kesef, but it has to be something of value. So therefore, again, Shemuel comes up and says, you have no ra'aya from the other. You have a ra'aya from the pasuk. And the fact that it says kesef, that means he gave him kesef is two, and now the guy's being modeh b'miksat, that means he's being kofer, obviously less than two. And if we have an ayat, you did that for more difference. It can be kofer less than two. It doesn't have to be at least two. So that's the end of the pesukim. So now we're going to bring an ayah for Rav. That's the pesukim off the table. Each rabbi answers the pesukim according to Shita. Okay, Tanan. We learned in our Mishnah. We're bringing an ayah for Rav. Now let's always clarify. What are we going to try to prove? That he has to be kofer at least two. He has to be kofer at least two. That means the claim against him has to be more than two. Two plus one, right? Two plus peruta. And he's going to be kofir on the two. Ra'ayah from the Mishnah. Well, let's see if we can have a ra'ayah. Janan. How much that? Shtei kesef nesh to be adecha. Okay, you owe me two kesef. En lecha biyadi ela peruta. Guy said, I'm sorry. Only have a peruta. Patur. Okay, it's very simple. Which means it sounds like the case is talking about he claimed him something of money, of two kesef. And the guy was modeh that he only owes him a piruta's worth, and since it's monies, so therefore it's money, so therefore that's not a problem, because normally if a guy's claiming one item, he can't claim another different item. To me, it's the same mean. He's claiming money, and he's being modeh on money. Now, what's the reason why it's patur? It's money and money. I'll tell you why. My ta'ama la mishum de hasra la ta'ana. Bottom line, because his claim on the nitba side is only a piruta. And therefore, Utriyut had this to Shmuel. Question against Shmuel. Because according to Rav, it's very good. The reason why you're Patur, because he's only being, he's claiming two, and he's being Modeh Peruta. That means he's being Kofer less than two. And Kofer less than two is not a case, according to Rav. That's why the Mishnah says Patur. Very good proof, according to Rav. How should we going to get out of it? Amalek HaShmuel, Misavart Shaveketani? Which means, thought that case over there, shtekesef, that case of shtekesef, you thought it was money? You thought it was coins? It's talking about the money? And therefore, he's claiming a certain amount of money, and he's being more there a certain amount of money? No, davka ketani. Which means, when it says in the pasuk, shtekesef, it's davka, which means, it's kesef that, the weight of the kesef. It's not coins. And therefore, the reason why the case is patur, because he's claiming silver, and he's claiming peruta, which is nechoshet, which is copper. Which means, the reason why it's patur is because it's not the same mean. Rav learns the case is talking about money. I'm claiming your money, and you're being kofer on a certain amount of money. But since you're being kofer on less than two ma'ot, kefir has to be at least two. You're kofer less than two, patur. Shemuel Kazov says, no, the case is not talking about money. It's talking about the weight of the money. It's something that's weighing kesef. And therefore, he's coming along saying, you owe me something that weighs shteh kesef. And he's coming along and saying, I only owe you a thing that weighs the shiur of a piruta. Which means, he's claiming silver and he's claiming copper. Certain weight of silver, and he's being more down a certain weight of copper. That case over there, Mashita'ano lo hodalo. What he claimed him, he didn't admit to. Umashodalo, and what he admitted to, lo ta'ano, he didn't claim. He's claiming silver, he's being modeh on copper. That's what Shemuel says is patur. Really, you can be modeh even on the piruta, and you can be kofer on the piruta. The reason why this case is different, why it's patur, it has the right shiur. Piruta is not a problem. The problem is, it's not fitting into the category of Modimik Satatana, because by Modimik Satatana, what he claims, he has to be kofir. And what is being Modé, he has to claim. And kofir, he has to be claiming. He's claiming silver, he's claiming copper. And not monies. It's the shiurim. It's the weight of shtei kesef, or the weight of a peruta of nechoshet. So that's the way Shimon is going to answer that. Shimon says, and so this is very, very, very integral for the sugya. So therefore, Shimuel is going to learn the case in the Mishnah, in the Resha. It's not money. It's all talking about the weight. It's very important to learn that. So wait, the Gemara says, if that's the way you're learning silver and copper, Ema Sefa. I have a question from the Sefa, the Mishnah. Shte kesef uperuta yesh li biyadecha. He says, I have two kesef and a peruta. En leka biyadi en a peruta. Guy says, I only owe you a peruta. Now, hayav. In that case, you're going to be hayav. Now, he's kofir on two. Gemara says, I amar peshlama shaveh. Now, if you're talking about over here, wait, mishum hachi, hayav. That's why you're going to be hayav. Why? Because he's claiming weight, and he's being kofir on weight. It's the same item. Ela'i amar davka. But if you're going to tell me again, I go back. I amar b'shlama shaveh. If you're talking about where it's what do you call it? It's coins. We understand it. It's very good. I'm claiming you owe me 2 plus 1, and he's being kofir 2. And it's being modeh on the peruta. That's why he's hayav. However, I amar b'shlama, I amar davka. But if you're going to tell me the Mishnah is talking about kesef and nechoshet mamash, meaning this guy's claiming silver and this guy's claiming copper, am I hayav? Mash ta'ano lo dalo, or mash odalo lo ta'ano. Exactly. Which means if you're learning that Shmuel, you learned the case is talking about weight. So in this case of weight, why are you hayav then? But no, it's two different items. But it's two different items.
What, don't you throw the second one in?
When no, you're claiming me. Let's see. You're claiming me on silver, and you're being modeh on copper. So therefore, it's not modeh miksat. It's a different mean. It's a different mean. That's the Gemara's question. Shmuel, if you're learning the case is talking about, weight. So be consistent. Why then in the second case of the Mishnah, where it's 2 and 2.1, and he's more there on the 0.1, saying hayav. Why should be hayav? What he's claiming, silver, you're not being more there on. You're more there on copper. Right? It's two different meaning. So comes the Gemara and says, well, who are you asking this question on? You asking this question on Shmuel? You forgot what Shmuel holds? Midehu ta'ama ela l'Shmuel. You're asking this question to Shmuel. Ha'amar of Nachman amar Shmuel, ta'ano chitin us'orin. What you just said, if he claimed them chitim and se'urim, two different items, v'hodalo be'echad mehem, and he was modetim on one of the items, hayav, which means Shmuel learns when you claim the guy chitim and se'urim, that's all considered one claim, and therefore when you modet on part of the items, hodalo be'se'urim, I modet lo that I owe you se'urim but I don't owe you chitim, that's considered all one. Mean. That's all considered one species. I can look at that differently. So I can say, split the species up. You say, I owe you chitim and se'urim. So I come along and say, chitim I owe you, and se'urim I don't owe you. So on the se'urim, you kofer akol. On the se'urim, you're saying nothing, and on the chitim, you say, I can learn it's not more than the satatana. You can split it. But Shmuel doesn't learn like that. Shmuel learns chitim, so he's all considered one now. And therefore, when I'm modeh on part and kofir on part, it's because modeh misatana. Similarly, when I come along and say silver and copper, let it be weight, silver and copper, and I'm modeh on the copper and kofir on the silver, that's also considered modeh misatana. So she was like, no problem. She says, I learned the Mishnah is talking about weight. And therefore, in the first case, you're patur, because what? Because it's a different mean. You're claiming silver, you're claiming copper. In the second case, you're claiming silver and copper, and I mean we're there on the copper, so therefore you have your hayav, it's not a problem. It's Shmuel holds like that. So you know what? It makes sense to learn the Mishnah, but that's not talking about money. We're talking about weight. Because of the following reason. Medektane Yisefa. Okay, what does it say in the Sefa of the Mishnah? It's a lot of cases in the Mishnah. Litra Zahav Yesh Li Biyadecha. Okay, guy comes along and says, show me a Litra Zahav. What is a Litra Zahav? A shi'ur of weight. Litra Zahav. What does the guy come back and say? En Li Biyadi Ela Litra Kesef. Hey, then I only have Litra Kesef. The shi'ur of Litra Kesef. What's the deen? Patur. If you're learning, Mamash is talking about Davka, I mean he's talking about Zahav, and he's talking about Kesef, Mishumachi, Patur, because what he's claiming, he's not being Kofer. He's claiming gold, and he's talking about silver. But if you're talking about over here, monies, right, gold and silver, Amai, Patur, Litra, Tuvahave, which means a litra is a lot. He's claiming you owe me a litra of zahav, and he's modeb mixad only owe you the value in coins of silver. It's very simple. If you're learning that it's talking about coins, why should the litra case be patur? It's money and money. Ela must be it's talking about not coins. It's talking about the shi'ur, and therefore he's claiming gold and he's modeb in silver. The guys, Shmuel, I'm good. I learned the cases of the Mishnah not talking about money. What I said. So comes the Gemara and says, continue. Elam be the sefa dafka, from the fact that the sefa is talking about mamash, gold and silver, not coins, resha name dafka. And therefore, with resha, when it talked about silver and copper, is also dafka, it's talking about the weight. And therefore, lema teheveti ufta de rav. And therefore, it's going to be a question against rav. Which means the reason why you patur in the Mishnah is because different means. He's claiming silver and he's claiming copper. But if it wasn't for that, the reason that it was different species, it would be hayav, even though he's only being modeh on a peruta. Which means, according to Rav, you have to be kof. He's claiming two. He's claiming two. And he's being modeh on a peruta. I'm two kesef. He's saying, I owe you a peruta. Now, that case over there, Shmuel says, the only reason why it's patur, because it's different species. He's claiming silver, he's modaka. But if it was the same item, if it was monies, it would be hayav. Even though he's claiming two, and he's not being kofir on two. Right? The thing is for two. So he has to be kofir on less than two. That can only work according to Shmuel. Shmuel says, I'm good. The Mishnah works out good for me. Learn the Mishnah dafka. Learn the Mishnah talking about not coins. And therefore, the only reason why you patur is because of it's this different species, but otherwise you'd be hayav. Okay, what I said on the mechila, amalecha rav. That says like this: kula matnitin shave. All the Mishnah is talking about coins, not metals, silver. Learn all the Mishnah is talking about coins, monetary coins, monetary, not weight. And therefore, really, I'll tell you what the reason why 2.1 is modeh on perutas hayav, because he's kofir on the right amount. He's claiming him two ma'ot plus a peruta, and he's saying, I only owe you a peruta. That means he's kofir on two. That's very good for me. Kofir on two, that's my shi'ur. That's the case where I'm going to be hayav. And the first case of the Mishnah that says patur is talking about where he claimed him two, and he is modeh on a peruta. The reason why you're patur is because he's kofir on less than two. Monetary case. Oh, the case of the litra, but the case of when he's claiming zahav and he's claiming kesef, that you have to say is weight. Ibn Rah says, vilitra zahav shani. Because since it clearly says litra, litra is weight. Therefore, that case is clearly talking about the weight, dafka. And therefore, the reason why you patur in that case is because of he's claiming gold and he's answering back in silver. But if it wasn't for that case over there, in the chedame, you'd be hayav in that case also. Because zahav is a lot. And by him saying silver, he's being kofir more than two or more. The only reason why you patur in that case is because it's weight. But what Shemuel comes on and says, I got no problem. The whole Mishnah is talking about money, monetary. Case of litra is talking about where it says litra. Very good. Amen. Amen.